think I'm going to start with the prawns first. Next, I'm making one of my grandmother's signature dishes, drunken prawns. Get the wok nice and hot, add the prawns, a little ginger, and a good splash of rice wine to get the shellfish nice and tipsy. My grandmother used to make drunken prawns for us when we were growing up. Really tasty. So, like, the bitter sweetness of the Shaoxing rice wine kind of enhanced the sweetness of the prawns, and these are just local river prawns. Really good. My grandmother's speciality was seafood, so I'm making another of her favorite dishes. Fresh clams with Chinese basil, soy sauce and rice wine. And we'll just keep cooking until all of the shells have opened up. Once the food's ready, it's time to seat the guest of honor, my grandfather. My uncle said this is the best. It's got the best flavor. It's got the flavor of the Taiwanese basil. They all think that this food is really similar to what my grandmother used to cook. These are all her flavors. I'm really happy because my grandfather just said, but she really made this. And it's got grandmother's flavor. It tastes like grandmother's. My grandfather's really vulnerable, and I've never seen him emotional. He must really miss her a lot. My grandmother was an amazing woman, but she really groomed me to be a cook at such a young age, and I didn't really think that it would leave such an impression on me. They all give their hats off to my grandmother. You know, she was the cook. She was the exec chef. She was the best one out of all of them. Now I really understand a bit of her more through cooking in this kitchen. This was her life. You know, my food memory started here, and I didn't think I'd grow up to be a cook. I didn't think it would shape me so much. I think I have come full circle.